You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The whole story is really fun, but yay, Catherine.
I still need to see. I've got a friend in that.
Do you?
So yeah, she can say hello to my friend Cassie.
Okay.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, it went right out of my brain.
You said you wanted to see it before it closed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it yet, but I still have, I have a friend in it. So now I've got a friend and a half. Because I haven't met you yet, but I'm sure you're great.
She's great. I call her Majestic behind her back. But she knows I do that behind her back.
Well, it's not really behind her back right now.
No. It's recorded for all time. Yeah, it's sad it's closing on the 20th, too. But no,
that's a good long couple of months.
Yeah, it's really good. Good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing is Blind Spotting the movie.
Yeah.
So this movie stars David Diggs, who was in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine Cephas Jones, who was also in Hamilton. They were both in the original company. And it's written by David and his best friend Raphael Cassell. And I don't know if you saw the video of when he was nominated for a Tony.
I don't think so.
It's one of my favorite, like, it's one of my favorite things ever. So the announcements came on and he, like, he's asleep. So Rafi and his best friend, like, they made this video where they, like, had bought champagne and it's, like, super early in the morning because the announcements are, like, 8:30 and he's a Broadway baby. So he sleeps until past then so he can, like, do this exhausting show. And so they're like, shh, and they walk in. He is asleep, fully asleep in bed. And they just bust in and start jumping on his bed. You got nominated for a Tony!
Amazing.
And they're just like screaming and yelling in his face. And he's like, what is happening? And then
that'll,
like,
teach him to give spare keys to people.
right? And then is his best friend and his brother. And then they have like a champagne toast. And then they're like literally skipping down the street, yelling and screaming about the, it's the cutest video.
That's awesome.
Seen.
Yeah. I love that. Now, David is the one with the huge afro, right?
Yeah, I love his hair.
I love his hair. But I really like him too. He seems like a really good person outside of theater.
Yeah. He's like adorkable.
Yes, that's the perfect word for it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he's adorable. So Rafi and he wrote it about where they grew up in California. And it's gotten some awesome reviews. It went over really well at the Tribeca Film Festival. And it's going to be, it came out in limited release on January 20th, which was this past Friday of our recording.
January 20th.
I'm sorry, July. It's because,
it's like because you were saying the School of Rock.
That's January
20th. And I was like, oh, that's a coincidence that it started on the same day.
Sorry, guys, July 20th. It's definitely summer because it's hot as all get out. Here.
Although today was like this weird monsoon.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's muggy.
They say it was like a nor'easter, but it was kind of chilly and nice this morning. It felt really good when I took the dogs out for their walk.
Didn't leave the house until 11.
Your loss. Because you're right. By that point, it was muggy and it was starting to, get hot.
It wasn't too bad until, like, when I got to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I stepped out of the lift and I was like, oh.
You know, here in America, we call them elevators.
No. The actual car.
Oh!
An actual lift. Like the app.
Amazing. I believe that's pronounced lift. I know it's not.
But it's like, is it?
No, it's not.
And if I've been wrong,
but if you
this
say it
time?
With confidence, it could be. No, it's lift.
Okay.
I've never used a lift.
Yeah. I started using them because I had a lot of friends who said that actually the drivers get paid more.
I heard that too. And I also heard that Juno does the same thing, but I have a terrible story about Juno.
Oh.
So I can't ever use them.
I haven't used them. Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, it's not a terrible story. It could be a lot worse. But, like, it was Thanksgiving a couple years ago, and I had a pie and another side dish that I needed to take to the Broadway stop, which is just far enough that with a pie and another side dish, you don't want to, you don't want to schlep it. You don't want to get it on the subway. So I ordered a Juno. Because my Uber driver from the night before said, oh, I'm also a Juno driver, and we make better money, and blah, blah, blah. He was trying to explain it, and he was like, it's better for us drivers.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, I'm all for it.
Right.
So I ordered the Juno, and they don't tell you, or they don't tell the drivers where the location is until you're in the car with them.
Really?
Yes. And I think they do that with Uber, too. Because they're not allowed to not accept you based on where you're going.
Okay.
But this driver called me, like, a minute after I set the Juno, and I was like, hello? He goes, I'm your Juno driver. Where will you be going? And I was like, it's in Astoria. And he goes, yeah, but I mean, like, how far? And I was like, on Broadway? And he goes, yeah, I mean, it's not really, it doesn't really make sense. And I was like, do you want me to cancel my car? And he goes, yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense for me to take you from Ditmars to Broadway. And I was like, okay, I won't use Juno. But it was like, but then because he didn't actually pick me up, I couldn't complain to the company about him. So I was just kind of stuck, and I was like, are you kidding me? And so then I contacted Uber. But I was so mad about it, so maybe next time I'll do Lyft. Seriously. You know what? That's your job. And if you didn't want to accept it, you didn't have to click the button.
No, that's not cool.
Not cool.
That's not cool at all.
Out of Ebony's mouth. Not cool.
It's not cool.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Doesn't make...
It just left a really bitter taste in my mouth. And the thing
is, too, like, sometimes if you cancel, they charge you.
Yeah.
So it's like he did that, so, like, he wouldn't get charged for it. So if you canceled it, then hopefully, like, you would get charged for it.
Ugh.
Stinky butt munch.
Yes. Yes. So true.
Cool.
Butt munch. Stinky butt munch.
Stinky butt munch.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
Yeah, so the movie Blindspotting.
Oh, yeah.
came out limited release July 20th, and then if it does really well, it'll get more theaters. It's getting more theaters on July 27th, but it'll get even more if you really show up for it.
Okay.
So I encourage people to go see it. It's about...
I know that you said about them growing up in California. But...
Well, it's about the neighborhood in which they grew up, but it's not about, like, their actual childhood.
Oh, okay.
So this took them 10 years to get this movie made. They were writing it together for a long time.
Yeah.
And so it combines traditional text with verse because they're also rappers. They have a rap.
And they're very good at it.
They are. and the story is about David's character, Colin, gets out of prison and he's on parole and he's like 3 days left of his parole, but his best friend in the movie, played by Rafi, is kind of a loose cannon, and he's like always afraid he's gonna get him into trouble, but he actually he's dropping off Rafi one night, and while he's in the moving van of the business that they've started together, he sees a cop shoot a black man on the street.
Oh, sheesh.
So then it's like, what do I do? Like, is anyone going to believe me?
Because
I'm an ex-con.
And what could they potentially do to you?
Right.
Ugh. Yeah. That sounds heady.
Yeah.
And heavy.
But apparently, like, they're able to infuse,
some humor.
Yeah.
Well,
into it.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because they're very good at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that sounds good, actually. Yeah. That sounds like a good movie.
I'm really excited about it. So we're going to try to go on Tuesday.
Okay.
Not try, we're going.
You're going.
I'm dying to see this movie.
Nice.
So yeah, go see Blind Spotting, support theater people in movies. I mean, yes, we all hope that they come back to the theater, but like still support them.
You can't ever leave theater. It doesn't work.
No.
You will always come back to it. You will always be sucked back in one way or another. I'm waiting to be sucked right now. That sounds terrible.
I just, after I was like, oh, that took a turn.
Nope. Not good. It's gross. It's been a long day, so there's no filter between my brain and my mouth right now.
Things are just coming out.
They're just coming out. And I'm going to let them.
And then our last fun note for today is Lin-Manuel Miranda will be directing the film version of Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, that's a really good match.
Yeah. I mean, he was in it. I did not see it when it was at City Center in 2013. It was 2013.
I was out of town.
Right. Right. You were in a show.
I was working.
Yep. It was him, Leslie Odom Jr., and oh goodness, she's coming back in Moulin Rouge.
Karen Olivo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's off. That's a great cast.
Yeah, that was.
So who's in the cast that he's directing?
They have not announced the cast yet. They do. There are some like other fun people, theater people involved in the project. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer Ashley Tepper is going to be the historical consultant.
Awesome.
Steve Levinson, who wrote the book for Dear Evan Hansen, is writing the book for Tick, Tick, Boom.
Okay.
Or the screenplay for Tick, Tick, Boom. And then Julie Larson, Jonathan's sister, is the executive producer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the film
Larson, of course, was the one who wrote Tick, Tick, Boom.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the film will be produced and distributed by Ron Howard and Brian Grazer's production company, Imagine Entertainment.
Nice.
So it's fun. It's going to be fun.
That is fun.
I remember when he was in Mary Poppins, he said that he said to the director, he was like, watching what he was doing because he wanted to do that someday.
Yeah.
So here we are. That day's happening.
It is. Sidebar, I just watched the video of the registering to vote video that Lin-Manuel did. So it's basically the start. It's so funny. No, it's recent.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's Michelle Obama. All you see is a screenshot of her, and she's on the phone. She's like, get me Lin. And then it goes to Lin,
like
who's just
Batman
on the street answering his
phone.
Right, exactly. Answering his phone. He's like, hello, Lin, we got to get people to register to vote. And then you cut back to Lin, who's like already on it with a hat on. And he's got his pen and in a pad. And it's like, I'm already on it, Michelle. I think he did call her Michelle. He didn't call it to her face. But in the next scene, he's talking to someone else. He's like, and you know what? Michelle wants us to. It's good. But then it was like all these different other celebrities really making it the important point that if you register to vote and you vote in every single election, it's so much more impactful
That's
than if you just vote for the president. So I guess let's get out and vote.
Yeah.
But register first.
Yeah.
Because then they won't let you vote if you don't register.
That's true. My big issue, though, with New York is that we have closed primaries.
Yeah.
So people like me who do not belong to a party are not allowed to vote in the primary.
Well, and here's a fun little tidbit of information. I no longer belong to any given party, and so I am in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
Although, here's the thing. And this may not be the most popular of opinions.
Yeah.
In New York, it doesn't matter how I vote because this state will go Democratic.
Well, this last election's proven differently because when Annalisa Cortez won.
Was she independent?
Well, she was like she's like socialist.
One of those
Democrat.
Okay.
And like the other guy who was kind of an institution, like nobody
That's
thought
true.
He would lose. So I
you
think
know,
it
you
does
might be
matter.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It matters.
All right.
She's like 28 years old. And
yeah,
she's like,
and I was watching videos of her too. I think she's going to do some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that she's not blocked too badly.
Right.
Like I'm hoping that the stuff that she wants to get accomplished can actually be accomplished.
Right.
Cause that's the problem too. It's like, you may have all of the greatest intentions, but if your opponents all around you, not just people from the other party, but like lobbyists and other corporations and things like that, that don't want what you want to get done, then it's not going to get done.
Right. Right.
Which is, that's the biggest problem with our system.
Yeah. It's true.
Or one of the biggest problems. There's a lot.
There's so many. Woo! On that note.
Bye.
Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.